Hi guys, and welcome to this month's Academy show. So for new members, every month I do Academy show, we'll go over what was released in Beginner Guitar Academy in the previous month. So if you haven't had a chance to log in, you know, time's got away from you, it's been a bit of a crazy month, or perhaps you just haven't a chance to check in on the newsletters I send out every week, I'll show you exactly what has been released, exactly where to find it, and make sure you're up to date with all the cool things BGA. Also, I'll be giving out some member shout-outs, people that have passed their level assessments, progress checks, guitar anniversaries, all that kind of good stuff as well. And then wrap it up with what you can expect to see this month in Beginner Guitar Academy. So let's dive in and start off with some member wins. So big shout out to all these members that had their progress checks completed this month. So Jacob, Paul, Kenji, Paul, Gregory, Jacob, David, Lee, Ski, Brian, David, and Martin. Big shout out to you guys for hitting those progress checks. Well done. And if you're wondering what the numbers mean after the names, that's the level they're currently on. And if you see like a 3.1 or 4.2, that is the first progress check or the second progress check. So for levels 1, 2, and 5, there's only one progress check in those three levels. In level 3 and 4, there are two progress checks. And so shout out to Martin. Obviously, he's finished now his 4.2. So second progress check in level 4, that means he's on his way now to the assessment. And then he'll be on to the final level in Beginner Guitar Academy. And that's what that means. So big shout out to you guys. Well done. Then we have members that finished their level assessments, actually finished levels this month. So shout out to John, Justin, Jacob, Chris, Lee, Martin, Mike, John, Kenji, and Dylan. And Jacob and Kenji were also on the progress checks as well, weren't they? I'm sorry, guys, if there's other people on here. Jacob was twice, look. So he finished his first progress check. He finished then his assessment. And they finished his second progress check all in 1 month. So well done, Jacob. Big shout out to you, mate. Sorry if I've missed out anyone. I'm quickly trying to scan the names, see if I've missed out anyone. But I think it's just Kenji and Jacob that got double this month. So big shout out to you guys. Well done for doing that. And then on to big member shout out. Multi. Multi is the first ever Beginner Guitar Academy graduate, meaning he's finished level 5. He has completed all of the levels at Beginner Guitar Academy. So big shout out to you, Multi. And it can be done, guys. So Multi is an example of that. You might be battling your way through level 3, which I've heard a few people say lately in the community. That's a big level, guys. That is the biggest level in regard to exercises, hence why it's two progress checks to get through it. And the way I work level 3 and level 4, the progress checks and level assessment basically go through everything in that level, all kind of the skills we're looking at. So it is quite in-depth. But obviously, you'll be a brilliant guitar player once you get to the end of it. So just bear that in mind. It is challenging, but it is a journey. You know, that's what it's all about. It's the journey, not necessarily a destination. Just remember that. Have fun. Have a go at some songs. Have a go at some workshops in the meantime. Shout out to me. You know, drop me an email if you have any problems. Obviously, I'm always here to help you guys if you are struggling a little bit. But again, back to Multi. He has done it. He has finished Beginner Guitar Academy. I'm going to talk about in a minute what that entails. So once you become a Beginner Guitar Academy graduate, what does that actually mean? Now, Multi is obviously the first one. There was nothing in place because no one finished it. Multi had pushed me quite a bit. There wasn't level 5 before Multi was ready for level 5. Then we had to pause him for a couple of months to allow me to finish level 5. So he has kind of pushed Beginner Guitar Academy to our next level by getting me to get stuff finished and get stuff in place. So we'll talk about what that entails in a moment. Before we get to that though, shout out to some guitar anniversaries. And firstly, Olav, well done to you. 2-year guitar anniversary is just incredible. So well done. Sticking, you know, for 2 years is just amazing. Marvin, Lindsay, Brad, and Donna all hit their 1-year guitar anniversary. So big shout out to you guys. I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but 90% of guitar players quit in that first year. So getting over the first year, you know, hitting that first guitar anniversary is amazing. You know, you should feel very proud of yourself, big pat on the back, because a lot of people don't get that far. So just hitting that 1 year is fantastic. You know, hitting that 2 year is brilliant. Then obviously so on and so on as we move through. Then we hit top contributors. So Martin, Steve, and Craig, big shout out to you guys for being the top contributors. This means in the community, so in the forums. And you'll know these three, you'll know these names. They're always in there commenting, asking questions, answering questions, submitting new topics for discussion. They keep the forum alive. Now, we did our member survey recently, our annual member survey. Now, I'm going to do a whole member-only podcast on that, going through the results of that, going through what I'm going to change. You know, the point of a survey is obviously you get feedback. A lot of it was obviously very positive, which is fantastic. But I want to obviously improve, and there are some things that came out of that where I can improve, and I'll be breaking that down in that member-only podcast, which will probably be next week, that comes out. But the reason I'm saying that is because one of the things that came out of that was the community. So there's quite a few people that haven't even got to community yet. There's a few people that don't post. So just to encourage you guys to get in that community and to post. Even if you just go in there, look at some questions. There's a whole topic in there for different levels where people ask questions. So you can just search through that and you'll find there's questions that perhaps you haven't got to yet. Perhaps there's questions that you have and you're looking for an answer, but you don't want to, you know, post or anything like that, then people have asked it before. There's groups in there where you can chat to people of the same level as you. There is a section there where you can post your practice. So that could be daily practice, that could be weekly, that could be fortnight, that could be monthly. But I read that nearly every day, if not every day, every couple of days. So if you post your practice on there, tag me in, or if you, I see you've got any problems, I'll help you out. I'll answer some questions or give you some tips to help you get over that next hurdle. Now, you don't get that anywhere. That is gold. Have a guitar teacher look at your practice, you know, every day, if you post every day, is crazy. So take advantage of it. It's there for you. Obviously, you can tag me in. I'm there to help, you know, whenever you need me. So definitely check out the community if you haven't yet. And now let's move on to the Academy news. So what was released in Beginner Guitar Academy in February? Now, wasn't as busy February as it normally is, I'll say that straight away, because I wanted to focus more on marketing, some of the back end stuff on the site. Multi finished his level 5, so I need to work out what we're going to do after that, and some other things as well. So one thing that I want to start us off with is just talking about how much obviously Beginner Guitar Academy is growing, how much content there is now. There's so much, you know, the classes, it's taken me sort of 2-3 years to put all that together. The songs, so a new song every month. The live Q&A is the fact that you can message me whenever you have a question. I looked at Artistworks website the other day, and on their monthly plan of $39, you can have video exchange like we have, but you have one a month. Now, Beginner Guitar Academy, we have as much video exchange as you want. You can message me whenever you need me through the support bubble, an audio, text, or video. You can tag me into the forums. You can send me messages through the forums as well. What I'm trying to say is we have a very high level of support. So I am adding in a new price to help you guys out, because the price is actually cheaper. I'm doing an annual membership, and you can see it's kind of here because I was looking at it a minute ago. So the annual membership is $349 a year, which works out at $29 a month. So basically it's a way of me rewarding students for committing to obviously longer time on the website. And to access that, you can go to your account, you go to subscriptions, and there's this new option here called change plan. Click on that. It will come up with the annual membership upgrade, and you can just select that plan, and then there you go. You become an annual member. Now, it should be prorated, so wherever you are through your month at the minute, it should take that price that you've got left. So you might have a week left. It will take that week price off of the annual membership when you upgrade. So any questions, obviously, let me know in the Academy. But I've had this asked for so many times, an annual membership. I've had a lifetime membership asked a lot. There will probably never be a lifetime membership because of there is so much, obviously, of me that I put in here. How could I make that lifetime? Because obviously you have access to me when you like. But an annual one seems to make sense. I think that makes sense. So yeah, this has not been announced to public yet, just to members at the minute. This will be something I'll be rolling out to, you know, public, to non-members, so you can just sign straight up for it, probably in a month or so. But I've set up the website now to do it, so I wanted to let you guys know. And if you want to save a bit of money, jump into that, and yeah, make it sort of $29 a month rather than $39 a month. Go and check it out. Because obviously, you say any questions, let me know in the community. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the graduate. So Multi is now finished level 5. So what does that mean when you finish level 5? Now, you've heard me talk about before that the minute there is not a level 6, obviously there's new content, obviously every month being added to Beginner Guitar Academy. So you will obviously have new content, but you won't have the classes. And the cost of website reflects the amount of support obviously I put in on it. So $39 a month because you have access to me whenever you need me. There's progress checks, level assessment. Obviously that takes a lot of time. That's why it's obviously $39 a month. Once you finish the classes, you're probably not going to need me obviously as much because you're that high level player. There's no level assessments. There's none of something like that. But you still might want to be a member to still chat in the community, to have access to the songs and the riffs and stuff like that. So long story short, there's now a new membership called Graduate Membership. And the Graduate Membership is just $10 a month. So once you've finished, you can then sign over to the $10 a month plan. That'll give access to the whole website like normal, the community, everything basically, and still access to me. So that'll be an option when you finish level 5. I'll send you a link to obviously upgrade to that. But normally the plan is once you finish level 5, then you can specialize. So you might want to go into metal guitar. Now, I'm not a metal guitarist, so I'm not your best teacher. So you can go off to another website and go through their syllabus. But you might still want to be obviously a member of Beginner Guitar Academy because you've made friends, you like the community, you like my teaching style, so you want access to the songs, the quick licks and all that kind of other stuff, you know, the stuff that's on the website, the Q&As. So you can still do that, but it's still obviously cost effective. You can keep that membership going for $10 a month whilst moving over to, you know, obviously another membership. That's why I wanted to keep it quite low, so you can still do obviously both. So there are a couple of big things. Where you go next for your graduate, so when you finish level 5, what happens next, and the annual plan for those that are committed, want to, you know, you're hanging around for a year and you want to save a bit of money, that is there for you as well. So let's move over to the podcasts that released, and there's some great podcasts actually in February. So first one, 220, which is mad saying that, 220 episodes in is just insane. So Lucille Blackie and Trigger, the stories behind iconic guitars. So this is where I deep dive into the story behind certain guitars, like Lucille is BB King's guitar, and there's an interesting story about why it's called Lucille, how that came about. And that's what I go through in the episodes. That's a really cool one to look at. 221, highlights from the NAMM show. I go through the guitars, the effects, the amps that came out of the NAMM show back in like January. So some cool things are coming our way as guitar players. Episode 222, simplifying the F major chord. So F major is a tricky chord. So in the episode, I go through some ways to simplify it. And the final one of the month, 223, transform your guitar skills, 5 habits to adopt today. And this came about just me observing students forever, but really that week, I was looking at students and the common things that have screwed them up. So habits that they'd started working on years ago would have put them onto a much better path. So I had this one student that was learning a Metallica song, and he was really struggling with this riff in the Metallica solo because he wasn't using all his fingers. So he had to stretch out position, then couldn't get back in position quick enough, and it screwed him up. And this is something that I told him years ago, and he just wasn't diligent enough and commits enough to work on getting that habit really ingrained. So now it's become a problem. So these 5 habits, if you can adopt now, they're going to really pay dividends as you progress. You won't fall into the trap like this guy did. So definitely go and check out. One thing to quickly talk about here as well is the podcast now video. So if you go over to the bgapodcast.com website, you'll see the video, you'll see obviously the audio, you have the show notes. And a lot of these also have a blog post as well. So if you prefer reading, you can see it here. And you've got the links, obviously, that I talk about in the episode. You've got some dodgy AI images because, obviously, a lot of images are copyright. So that's what I'm getting these images from, like a guy with music in his brain. So, yeah, you can check out that. So however you want to consume the podcast, it kind of it now has all the different ways to consume it. We have the audio, we have the video, and now we have the blog as well. So yeah, definitely check that out, guys, if you haven't already. The video is posted in the community at Beginner Guitar Academy. You'll see there's a thread there for blogs and stuff like that. So you can go check that out there. But yeah, just wanted to highlight that in case you haven't seen it. It's all here now. So yeah, go and check that out. So now moving on to what is coming soon. So what can you expect to see in March? Now, March is Metal March. Metal episodes on a podcast. So the first one has been released where I go through kind of the start of metal and its kind of rise and all the way back actually to blues music, all the way then through to now what's happening in metal these days. So that's a really good one to check out, the podcast, and say every week we're doing a podcast episode on metal. And the looking at what's coming in the Academy, though, so what I'm actually introducing in the Academy, we have the song study, which is Paranoid by Black Sabbath. So that is in the Academy now, so go and check that out. You have the tutorial of me going through the different parts of the song. We have the tab, we have the play-along videos, we have the scrolling tab and the audio in the background, so you can hear and see exactly what you're playing and when she's playing it. You can adjust the speed to make it more of a practice speed. It makes it so much easier to learn the song. So if you're not checking out the song studies, check them out, guys. Really, really, really good. Right, if I do say so myself. Then we have the quick tips that are coming March 13th, which depends on when you listen to this, but I'm recording this on March 11th, so in a couple of days, where I'm going to be giving you a few techniques to really get your metal chops going. So some quintessential metal techniques that help you learn the style. Then we have a live Q&A on March 23rd, 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, 1 p.m. PST. That's a Sunday. So I'll be answering your questions live. If you can't make it live, you can pre-submit your questions and answer them on the call. Then the recording will go live in the Academy and the audio will go on the private podcast as well. So member only podcast. And then to wrap up the month of Metal March, we are going to do a workshop, Learn to Play 5 Iron Maiden Riffs. That's actually the 50th anniversary of Iron Maiden this year, so I thought that'd be an awesome workshop to do for Metal March. So that's something to look forward to at the end of the month. And just to wrap this up, guys, a big thank you to all you guys being members and for supporting Beginner Guitar Academy. Obviously, I'm here whenever you need me. Let me know through the support bubble, or I'll chat to you in the community and look forward to chatting to you at the end of the month in our live Q&A.